Hi there and welcome to Technology Gazette episode 22. My name is Josh Chandler, the host and producer of the show. I'd like to welcome you along to today's show, whether you're listening live via TalkShoe.com, caller ID 15120, or if you're listening to the pre-recorded version. Some of you may have come across a video I left on the Technology Gazette YouTube channel about my live unboxing and my first unboxing of the Belkin Wireless G extender, the access point, if you may call it that. Further update on that for anyone who may have been watching that video at all is that it's not been very successful. The setup for Belkin is the most unintuitive you could possibly have. All I need to do is set up correct IP addresses, so I have to follow through every point in our network and make sure I have the correct one. So it's not too great, but otherwise I'm happy that I got that going on. We'll just introduce the chat room for tonight. We've got one guest in the chat room. His name's Jack Moore. You may have heard him on various podcasts we've done, particularly episode 13, episode 6 of Technology Gazette, where he appeared live on the show. And unfortunately, he can't make it on today. He's a little busy. So we got him in the chat anyway. So thank you, Jack, for taking the time to come and listen to today's show. Remember, if you want to go and check out his podcast, go to macfever.co.uk. That's macfever.co.uk for some fantastic insight into the Apple Mac world. Sure enough, he will be up against the big podcast before we know it. So we'll keep our eyes out for that. Okay, so we're going to go into the news for today. So the first news story is from on10.net, and it's some information coming out about Windows Mobile 6.1. Now, Windows Mobile is the mobile device platform that Microsoft develop, and the demos of 6.1 have come out, and there have been some demos of Internet Explorer 6 coming out as well. And when I first read about this, I didn't think there was anything too amazing about it. But certainly it must be that a lot of you out there who may have Windows Mobile 6 or 5 may understand how important this is. So the new browser features in IE6 on Mobile 6.1 are going to include zooming in and out, panning, and support for Flash. So they have one up on the iPhone there. That's the first four phones, as it confirms in this article. There's some demos going on here. I checked out the video and it looks really fantastic. And I'm really impressed with what the Windows Mobile team has been doing since I started following them anyway, from the end of 5 moving on to 6. And it's still the number one out there, in my opinion, for all business users. And that's a good news. Sorry, I was just reading something in the chat that Jack Moore had put, saying, okay, I think you should be a voiceover advert person. Jack, I can't really see myself doing that somehow. I'm not even going to try the impression of the voice, because I'd know I'd really mess up the one. I don't know if you guys saw the YouTube video of that guy who did the movie trailer voice. He was incredible how he managed to do it. So I won't try murdering that one at all, but that's an interesting point Jack Moore makes there. Okay, the next story from Engadget.com is about the most ingenious laptop I think a lot of people will definitely want, especially if you're a gamer. So if you were to think the PlayStation 3 and combine that into a laptop, you wouldn't think great things, but this video tells me otherwise. And so someone has sort of compiled parts of a PS3 with a laptop device, and you can also put in your Blu-ray discs, your games, and you can use the wireless infrared. And I'm just watching the video here. It's like a wireless infrared, and you can use it to connect your controller, and it's all completely still PS3. It's nothing different. It's just basically a laptop with the PS3 built in. So it's really incredible how they managed to do that, and it's a really great job they did on it. So there's a PS3 laptop out and about. Probably won't be coming into consumer industry too soon, but some great development work there on a PS3 laptop. Okay, so this next article from news.yahoo.com is one written from a place called newsfactor.com, talking about how Microsoft Windows is going to decline according to analysts. So analysts have been suggesting that Microsoft has, you know, taken too long with operating systems, with the example being really the Windows XP to Windows Vista being 6 years. And also they're complaining at the fact that all this time that it takes and all the money it takes for Vista to come out, there isn't really that much innovation going on once the company released the software. So their suggestion is that as the Windows releases continue to fail to offer you know, more enjoyable experiences and more rich experiences for people when they're doing lots of different tasks on the computers, then a lot of people are going to start to, dare I say, move over to the Mac, and I'm sure Jack Moore will be very happy about that. So yeah, so this is really interesting. Analysts are now predicting that their whole market will decline very quickly, and we certainly know, you know, as we move on through the stages now with Mac OS X, with their Leopard series doing fantastically well, Vista really struggling. And you know, as much as Microsoft said at the beginning, they said we won't talk about the next version of Windows until we've marketed this one and everyone knows about it, but then they were pretty quick to move on. As soon as they saw people had the problems, they were pretty quick to move on to the new and amazing Windows 7. So that was really exciting to see Windows 7 being announced, but at the same time they've still got to sort out this whole problem with Vista. It's gone on and on and on and on and on, and then you know, it's cost them so much to bring it out, and then cost them so much to recover on support. So oh dear, this is gonna be good. I'm getting corrected here by Jack Moore. This is gonna be annoying. I think I might have to ignore the chat window because I'm getting corrected non-stop by Jack. So yeah, let's take out the chat window unless someone comes in, which is gonna be funny because I'm not going to be able to see it. Okay, anyway, so continuing with this. So yeah, the Windows 7, they say it's going to be better, but you never know. But we'll have to wait and see on that one. Okay, so this next story from blog.wired.com is all about Elast.fm and Wikipedia mashup. So this new plugin that's going to come into Wikipedia is basically going to let you log into your Last.fm account, find a band. If you like them, then it will send you through to a Wikipedia article about them, and you can read up about everything to do with the band. And what really interested me was the fact that this combination of two very popular and very unique in their own way platforms to come together as one was really exciting. So yeah, you'll be seeing more of this perhaps on other sites, on Wikipedia itself. But yeah, as they quote it here at the blog.wired.com article, it's called WikiFM. And yeah, so I think this is going to really involve the fans a lot more now, or the people who are just trying to find out more information about them. So yeah, so Last.fm and Wikipedia combination. Okay, so the most interesting kind of setup box that a company would decide to make. Right or wrong, we don't condone any of this activity, but there's this company called Makea who have set up a box that allows you to download stuff from BitTorrent onto the setup box. And yeah, it will let you download any file from BitTorrent. So this is an interesting move they've made. And you know, the current supported files are MPEG-2, H.264, WMV, and DivX media files. It's really incredible to see, though, that the main point is that they're using BitTorrent and stuff. So a lot of illegal content's going to probably go onto people's boxes very quick, and I can't believe that this company will stay up too long unless they can work out a better deal with you know, content providers and stuff. So yeah, that'll be an interesting thing to see. But yeah, this company has got involved with creating a setup box that supports BitTorrent, legal and illegal. Okay, so this next article from blu-ray.highdefdigest.com is talking about this incredible deal, which if I was a Blu-ray owner, a PS3 owner, I would go for straight away. Amazon and Barnes & Noble are doing a buy two get one free Blu-ray sale at Amazon. So this is an interesting one where you've obviously used to hearing the buy one get one free, but this is completely different now. You've got buy two get one free, so you're getting a lot better value. But it's only 58 films that they're going to choose to put in the offer. So not many new films. It looks like there's quite a few old classics that they've had on Blu-ray release. The good one is that they're having National Treasure and National Treasure 2 Book of Secrets available pre-order in the deal. So it's quite a new one. I do lie on the fact that it isn't that new. But anyway, so yeah, that's an interesting thing. There's a buy two, get one free offer at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble for Blu-ray discs. Okay, so this final article is from Gizmodo.com, and it's talking about Google Android and how the hacker has got it running on an AT&T Tilt. Now, I wasn't actually aware of this mobile device, which is obviously produced by AT&T. The AT&T Tilt, and in brackets it said the HTC TYTN2. So, they also mentioned in this article, which confused me as well a little bit, was the fact that it was sort of saying that you might be able to get an Android phone without buying a particular Android phone. Now, my understanding on the whole thing was that basically, I thought the whole point of the Google Android platform was that you just had it on any phone. That's what it made it so great and open sourced. And so this was interesting how they quoted this, but I'm sure that I'm not reading into this completely the wrong way. But yeah, this looks really great, what they've been doing. You're going to check it out in the show notes, which is gizmodo.com, and there is an Android beta running on an AT&T Tilt. I guess that wraps up TechnologyX episode 22, probably the shortest episode I've ever done, so... it was a great conversation I had with Jack Moore when he was just putting me off and correcting me for saying Mac OS X rather than Mac OS X. So my apologies to any Mac fanatics out there who are slightly disheartened in the fact I couldn't ever say it right. So my apologies for that. I've got a live podcast tomorrow. We won't be on TalkShoe.com. I just want to make an official announcement right now on the podcast about the fact that we will be moving back to a weekly schedule for Technology Gazette. A couple of reasons here. Simply because, for one, it was taking a lot of time out of my day to be able to do this. And right now, I've got so many other commitments that it's actually becoming a bit of a hard time to find time to record these podcasts. Secondly, doing it weekly means I can create a much better show. I can create a ton of more content, get more guests on. This is my theory anyway. Let me know what you think to this. I will most definitely be sticking on a weekly schedule for the time being, for a couple of weeks, couple of months. I'm not sure really. But anyway, I will get back to you on that one. So please send any comments on today's show or in the other shows you've been listening to feedback@technologyxz.com. If you'd like to mention on any topics that have been in today's show, please go to Josh Chandler. Please email joshchandler@technologyxz.com. Right, so we will be on episode 23 tomorrow with Charlie Todd of improveverywhere.com, so that should be a good time. Right, okay, see you guys soon. Bye.